Proclamation number 6189 of 14th of February, 1955. Work of redemption. Ransom. Free will. I brought help to the enslaved souls in their distress, for they felt the bondage and were unable to free themselves from it on their own. They were imprisoned by a master who is strong and brutal, who lacked all love and therefore put his servants in hard fetters which they were unable to loosen without help. I brought this help to the people because Roman I, as Lord, also had the power to loosen the chains. However, I first had to defeat him, I had to confront him, I first had to acquire the right to liberate his property. For you humans were his property because you had surrendered yourselves to him through your will. Your adversity was self-inflicted, but humanity endured me because I loved my creatures despite their voluntary turning away from me. And so I faced my adversary for battle. And I defeated him with the weapon of love. I offered him a great ransom. I voluntarily let myself be crucified. I gave my life on the cross to prove to him that my love was capable of anything for you men, to bring you salvation. I let his servants and executioners perform their despicable deeds on me unhindered. My love for you humans was so profound that I took all suffering and pain upon myself to deliver you from it. My adversary and his followers were allowed to practice on me what you had earned through your apostasy from me and what he constantly wanted to practice on you if I did not release you from his power. I therefore paid the guilt of sin for you. I gave myself into his hands so that he went wild on me, even though I was not his own. And he had to release you in return because I made atonement for you. I confronted him. But I only waged the battle with the weapon of love. However, I broke his power which he could now no longer prove on you because you became free from his power through my act of salvation. He can only still rule unrestrictedly wherein my act of salvation are not recognized. For these voluntarily remain under his control and are now also at his mercy until they also call for me to help them in their adversity. I have paid the ransom for all souls, thus no soul can be kept in the abyss by my adversary which desires to ascend, which is willing to let itself be redeemed by me, which acknowledges me as its Lord and therefore also wants to belong to me. Yet against its will I cannot release it from my adversary, for then he will have a claim on this soul because it inwardly professes him. The soul's will determines whether it will also benefit from my act of salvation, whether it will partake of the blessings of the act of salvation which are available to it without measure but which cannot be bestowed upon it against its will. I certainly descend into the abyss and bring salvation to the souls of the deep. Yet I don't force any soul to follow me, but I also loosen the heaviest chains if the soul appeals to me for it, if it is willing to follow me, if it wants to escape my adversary's power. I give everyone the freedom they desire, for I died on the cross for all people, because all people are my creations whom I love from the beginning. Amen.